Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Yesterday, it's all straight ahead right here on WMAL. 6 o'clock, it's time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. Operations have now resumed this morning at Istanbul's Atatürk International Airport following the massive terror attack there last night that left 36 dead, 147 wounded.
Screams, explosions, and gunfire piercing the air on a warm summer night in Turkey. The barrage of gunfire followed by explosions as the attackers detonated suicide vests. Passenger Lawrence Cameron was greeted by the carnage moments after his flight landed.
Out the plane, walked around the corner, and there's this wave of sort of screaming people towards me.
In the moments after the attack, lingering shock mixed with grief and despair. I'm Reid Binion reporting.
There's been no claim of responsibility, but Turkey's prime minister says it has all the hallmarks of an ISIS attack. Conflicting visions of Europe's future are complicating today's high-stakes EU summit in Brussels. Now that Britain has voted to leave the European Union, the remaining members of the bloc are focusing on what the EU will look like without the UK. EU founding nations in the West are leaning toward a tighter, closer union. Don't expect to take Metro to Reagan National Airport for a while starting next week.
Metro's next SafeTrack surges will shut down the station at Reagan National Airport for 14 days starting on July 5th at 8 p.m.
During the two-week surge, we will have extra resources out in the terminal helping to direct passengers.
Margaret McKeo is the COO for the Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority. She says airlines will also make announcements on arriving flights. Passengers are urged to use rideshare cars, taxis, or one of the free shuttle buses.
We'll stay in close touch with our partners at WMATA and make adjustments and further resources.
Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Bethesda native Katie Ledecky is packing her bags for Rio and the Olympics, where she could be a star.
19-year-old Katie Ledecky almost broke her own world record in the 400-meter freestyle at the Olympic trials on Sunday, enough to qualify her to go to Rio. Tonight, she could also qualify to represent Team USA in the 200-meter. It's something that doesn't surprise Tom Ugas with the National Capital Swimming Team.
She trains very diligently, dry land 2 to 3 times a week, plus her in water 6 or 7 times a week, and she doesn't miss a practice.
Ledecky celebrated making the team by posting on Facebook, quote, "Get your samba moves ready. We're going to Rio." Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Italian Navy reports it has now recovered the migrant ship that sank off Sicily last year with an estimated 700 people on board. That was one of the worst known tragedies of the Mediterranean migrant crisis. Pioneering rock guitarist Scotty Moore, who played on Hound Dog and other early Elvis Presley hits, has died.
Scotty Moore's slashing guitar style and Bill Black's slap stand-up bass were the foundation of several of Elvis's early hit records, including his first professional recording, That's All Right, which Moore said started out as Elvis just fooling around with a guitar.
Looking back on it, it was just like it was nervous energy that he stood up and started banging on the guitar and singing That's All Right, Mama. And there we go. That was it.
Moore worked with Elvis for 14 years as part of the legendary Blue Moon Boys and as Presley's first manager. He passed away Tuesday at his Nashville home. Reportedly, after several months of poor health, he was 84. I'm Scott Carr.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,410, the NASDAQ at 46.92. Sports, the Nats beat the Mets. The O's get their 6th win in a row, beating the Padres again. WNBA, the Mystics entertain San Antonio in a matinee at Verizon Center today. And Maryland swimmer Katie Ledecky easily advances to the finals of the 200-meter freestyle at the U.S. Olympic swimming trials. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When the power goes out, so does your radio. But our app is always on.
I'm just telling you the truth.
Get the free WMAL app today.
This is big stuff, big, big stuff.
In the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
The day she walked down the aisle, I became the luckiest man alive. Because ever since, she always put family first, no matter what. Left her career to stay home with the kids. Sacrificed a lot. So I promised I'd give her a nice retirement, some great years after a job well done. But a while back, it hit me, right in the gut. That wasn't going to happen. I hadn't bothered to plan for retirement. So we wiped away a few tears, then got to work finding some folks who could understand where we were coming from. And now, that promise is one I'm aiming towards keeping.
Whether you've done some planning or none at all, the Mutual Fund Store can help. You'll meet one-on-one with an advisor who will build you a long-term retirement plan, then stick by you to help make sure it stays on track. The Mutual Fund Store makes it easy to start with a free portfolio review and retirement guide. Get yours at MutualFundStore.com.
Hi, I'm Brad Garner with the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway commuters, right as you come off of the Capitol Beltway and you're heading southbound GW Parkway, that's right in the vicinity where you have a crash. Authorities are on their way. That's before you get the Turkey Run, so keep alert there. On Interstate 95 northbound as you try to push through Dale City toward the Prince William Parkway, accident reported along the right side. Here we go, VDOT. Crews are moving around the camera. It does look like authorities are already headed to the scene and there. Northbound 95 right in Dale City and a lot of activity to the right shoulder. On the stretch of 395 off the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge in great shape. 210 northbound north of Fort Washington Road but south of Oxon Hill Road. We watch for the crash. One lane blocked at last check. DC 295 south. It's the volume starting to form. Suitland Parkway just seeing some of that stop and go to 295 as well. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good look and feel now to the air mass. Dry weather settling in after the rain and thunder yesterday evening. Sunshine mixing with clouds today up near a pleasant 85 with a northwest breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 69 in Alexandria, 64 in Damascus, 69 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by MyCleanPC.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
WMAL.
6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. A busy morning here on Mornings on the Mall at 6:35. Dr. Aykan Erdemir, former member of the Turkish Parliament on the terror attacks in Istanbul yesterday. We'll talk about term limits in Montgomery County with Dan McHugh from Montgomery County Young Republicans. Also, you know, is that an idea that you like? It could be coming to a jurisdiction near you. At 7:35, KT McFarland. At 8:05, David Drucker on the big Donald Trump economic speech yesterday. And then at 8:35, Ambassador James Woolsey, former CIA director, will join us. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
The North American Free Trade Agreement, or the disaster called NAFTA.
Donald Trump yesterday in the Keystone State of Pennsylvania, suddenly a very real battleground state in this 2016 presidential election, going face first into a battle against the legitimacy of the North American Free Trade Agreement, as you just heard, and other free trade policies that in the past have been embraced by conservatives in America, embraced by the Republican Party, and for the most part, embraced by the Democrat establishment. Let's face it, the NAFTA agreement was signed into law, and well, it's not signed into law, but it was agreed to and signed as an international treaty back in the mid-90s under Bill Clinton, a Democrat, and it was absolutely endorsed and pushed for by the Republicans in town as well. This was bipartisan agreement. Free trade is great for everybody, and everyone was on board. So now here we are a little over 20 years later, and one of the most insurgent, political forces in America, personified by Donald Trump, is saying enough. Enough with NAFTA. Enough with free trade with Asia. Enough with free trade if it means that our economy gets harmed. Now, Donald Trump made the case yesterday in his speech that he wants to renegotiate this deal. And our question for you is, NAFTA, should it stay or should it go? Should it be renegotiated?
As we used to ask in the day, NAFTA, do we have to?
Yeah. Is it worth looking back on this now and saying, hey, maybe this isn't everything that we were sold on? And this is very similar to the conversation that Great Britain just had over the European Free Trade Zone. I mean, there was more involved there than just trade, but it's definitely, they relooked at their relationship and said, you know what, we don't need this anymore. It's not good for us. It's not going down the way we were promised. And I wonder if you're in the same place. 888-630-WMAL, 888-630-9625. I've always, you've probably noticed as I interview Larry Kudlow, my position, when I challenge him on this almost every time he's on, because he's on board with Donald Trump, and I know that it's antithetical to what he believes with regard to free trade. And it's what I've always believed with free trade. It makes sense. If there's no tariffs, if you reduce tariffs and you have an open trade zone, that's always going to be good for you, the American consumer, because it means that the cost of your items will go down. And that is the one thing that has kind of borne out from the NAFTA agreement. However, all of the other promises that we were told, Brian, the increase in the trade surplus with Mexico. We had a trade surplus with Mexico when we signed NAFTA over 20 years ago. We now have a $60 billion trade deficit. We were told that increasing wages in Mexico due to NAFTA would mean no more illegal immigration. Well, illegal immigration was more than doubled.
I do remember that.
That argument never happened either. We were told that this would be great for manufacturing jobs in America. Well, that was a lie. We knew it was a lie. Even Ross Perot knew that was a lie. And it's borne out. We've lost manufacturing jobs by over a third here in America, because if you're a major corporation and you can manufacture something in Mexico, you know, just a few hundred miles south of the border, manufacture it there for the cheap labor there, and then just bring it across the border and sell it in America, why wouldn't you? And so, you know, listen, I am a free trader, but I don't think we were sold NAFTA in an honest way. We were not told the truth, or, you know, let's say they didn't lie to us. Let's say they really believed all these things would happen. Well, it hasn't happened. And so what's wrong with doing what Donald Trump said yesterday?
I'm going to tell our NAFTA partners that I intend to immediately renegotiate the terms of that agreement to get a better deal. By a lot, not just a little, by a lot for our workers.
I don't think there's anything wrong with going back and saying, you know what, this is not working out for us the way we thought it would. We would like to renegotiate the deal and see what kind of deal we could have. Because as far as I'm concerned, there cannot be a NAFTA free trade zone with a country like Mexico if they refuse to give proper, normal services and standards to their citizens and protect their own border to make sure that people don't flee their country through that porous border. They've got to step up, and I think there's nothing wrong with renegotiating. I'm willing to say that NAFTA deserves a new look.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to be honest with you. This is one I'm not sure about. I do think that generally, if the playing field is level, that free trade is a good thing. I'm just not sure that under these agreements, the playing field is as level as we thought it was going to be. So maybe it does need to be re-looked at. But here's the thing that sort of sends up a flare for me. Donald Trump yesterday says that if we do this, if we renegotiate these deals, we'll restore lost factory jobs. By the way, this is a message that is going to resonate through the Rust Belt, where, surprisingly, Donald Trump is doing very well, and Republicans have not always done well in parts of the Rust Belt. But then I look at the folks over at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce who say that, well, what you do if you do away with NAFTA and the TPP is that you get higher prices, fewer jobs, a withering economy, perhaps a recession. Those are things that when the U.S. Chamber of Commerce says them, you got to sort of stop and say, well, wait a minute, which is it? NAM, the National Association of Manufacturers, represent all the manufacturing interest in this country. They agree with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce on this. So I'm sort of at a loss here to know who's right here. Is Donald Trump right when he says we're going to renegotiate these deals and it's going to improve our employment situation? Or is it the U.S. Chamber of Commerce that's right when they say, no, it will do exactly the opposite? There'll be fewer jobs, a withering economy, recession, higher prices. I'll be honest with you. I'm not smart enough to figure that out. I'm not sure I know. Donald Trump is getting a lot of attention with this, and it's doing well for him politically. But in the grand scheme of things, I'm not really sure what it will accomplish. Maybe somebody out there smarter than me can help me understand it. 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
Tom in Woodbridge, you're first up on WMAL. Do you agree with Trump? Is it time to relook at these free trade agreements?
I believe so. The one thing I wanted to say is that I hear both sides, and for the most part, I am definitely for free trade. However, we have free trade. And what you said about the massive influx, the increase in influx of illegal immigration, the massive outsourcing of manufacturing, these people who support it, who insist that we benefit, they're going to have to show me rock-solid evidence. All I hear is rhetoric. I don't see the science behind it. Show me, because I realize I don't have a full view, but of that which I have been exposed to, I know absolutely no one who has benefited directly from this, but I know a lot of friends have lost their jobs, companies shutting down and moving to Mexico.
Well, listen,
so
a lot of large...
They're going to have to show me.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Tom. Thank you. I'll tell you, a lot of large corporations have benefited from it. GM has benefited from it. In fact, I'll give you a statistic that might anger you a bit about manufacturing jobs out of Detroit, out of the automotive industry, that will raise your eyebrows for sure. And more on this debate. We do stand for free trade, but is free trade working out the way it was promised? 888-630-9625.
Right now it is 6:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Our parkway's getting a little bit busy. Let's start first, Maryland, Baltimore-Washington Parkway. As you're trying to head toward the Beltway, right as you push through Greenbelt, that's where the delays are beginning to get down to the crash inside the Beltway near 410, heading through past Riverdale Road. On 50 inside the Beltway, just seeing some of the stop and go, continuing on to New York, Kenilworth Avenue, but nothing on 50 reported along the way. 210 northbound, north of Fort Washington Road, before you get to Oxon Hill Road, still watch for crash cleanup along the left side. On the shoulder, Virginia, this is good, even though it is distracting us with the flashing lights, northbound as you pass Dale City, heavy beyond extending across the Occoquan. 395 through Landmark slowing. Now the George Washington Parkway, the accident had been just inside the Beltway before you get the Turkey Run, but it looks like the pace is improving, so hopefully all lanes have just been reopened. Southbound side, George Washington Parkway, as you come off the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, sunshine, a few afternoon clouds today, high of 85. Tonight, clear skies, 65, so that's all good. Tomorrow, a possible thunderstorm, but mostly sunny throughout the day and a high of 86. Now, let's look toward that big holiday weekend. Friday in the low 90s. Saturday, abundant sunshine in the upper 80s. Sunday, sun and clouds, but highs in the mid-80s. And on 4th of July, Monday, looking pretty good. A slight chance of showers, but temperatures in the low 80s. Currently in the nation's capital, 69 degrees, 617 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
We're talking about free trade. Here's a quickie for you. GM, 70% of their cars are no longer manufactured in America. In fact, we bailed this company out after GM was about to go under, and U.S. tax dollars helped them out and got them out of bankruptcy. Otherwise, they would have gone under. Remember, Barack Obama was so proud of that. Did they pay us back by keeping jobs here? No. They're building a whole bunch of cars down in Mexico. Now, listen, that means cars are cheaper for you. That's true. It is true. You'll be able to buy a cheaper car if it's built with somebody making it for $4 an hour in Mexico versus the UAW wages here. But in the long run, does that help our country out just by keeping the cost of items low? I know that it's a big deal. Trust me, I'm not minimizing that. But shouldn't there be more that we look at as well? And one other thing about the free trade agreement and the loss of manufacturing jobs, because I hear some people say, listen, those jobs are never coming back. Hillary Clinton says that. Those jobs are not. Barack Obama just said some of these jobs are just never coming back. They're never coming back. We just got to deal with it. You know, during World War II, when we had that economic engine that was awoken here in America by the attack on Pearl Harbor, we were able to mobilize our manufacturing in such a way that the hydromatic plant in Ypsilanti, Michigan, that made all of the transmissions for all the GM cars, well, it suddenly became a factory that built tanks and airplanes. Can we do that
now?
Do
we have factories that can do that
now? Can we do that now? Can we suddenly convert our manufacturing power in America, what's left of it, and ramp up the arsenal that we would need to fight a war?
That's a great question.
And are we putting ourselves in a corner by deciding that, well, having cheap goods is the beginning, middle, and end of our entire trade policy? I'm not so sure that's really the best way. All right, how about Eric in Loudoun County? You're next up on WMAL. What do you say, Eric?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. So I don't see a problem with renegotiating NAFTA to try to get a better deal out of it, but I don't think it's going to help some of the underlying problems we have. For example, you know, we've got probably the highest or second highest corporate tax rate in the industrialized world. We have a regulatory scheme that just makes absolutely no sense and for business, and it won't do anything about Obamacare and the horrible effect that's had on the job market. So, okay, let's renegotiate NAFTA by all means, but it's not going to solve the issues that we really have to face.
Yeah, I agree. I don't necessarily disagree with anything you just said. I'm not saying that this is a one pill. If you take it, it's going to cure all the problems in our economy. But you mention all the regulation here. You mention Obamacare. You mention the corporate taxes in America. And these are the things that are driving companies outside of our borders. I get that. But the reason they're going elsewhere is because our trade partners, quote unquote partners, who we have a free trade zone with, they don't have nearly anything that requires companies to maintain the same standards that companies in America maintain. So, you know, Brian, you started your statement by saying free trade makes a lot of sense for us, all things being equal,
yeah,
if we're trading on an equal footing.
That's right.
Well, when you can make an iPhone in China and pay somebody $2 an hour and a handful of rice, or if you're making something in Mexico where they have horrible environmental standards, then it's not an equal, is it?
No, it's
not. We're not trading on an equal footing.
No, and part of it was that we were going to bring those other countries up to American standards.
That's right.
But that has not occurred.
It ain't happening. All right, Jerry in Southern Maryland, you're on WMAL. What do you think, Jerry?
We've been losing factories to other countries for as long as I can remember, and I'm the old timer of the business. NAFTA's not the problem. It's all the burdens they put on all of the companies here in the United States that force our companies.
I think you may be right.
To go to other countries to get the cheaper labor to make the product.
Well,
NAFTA's not really the problem.
Well, I understand that, but NAFTA is part of that because they go to these other countries knowing that when they manufacture there and then import it back here where all their customers are, they're not going to be dinged with a tariff. So they work out the delta, Jerry. It's a very easy thing to figure out on the numbers. It costs us this much to deal with American regulations and American labor standards
and American
all of the
unions,
things and
yeah,
all of the things that we have to pay for here, versus going to Mexico or some other country and manufacturing it there and bringing it here for free without any tariffs.
They need to get rid of NAFTA and work on the real problems of these factories not being able to compete with the cheap labor from other countries.
Yeah.
This has been a problem for as long as I've been employed.
Okay.
And it's not going away because nobody's really dealing with it because we keep putting all the burdens on all of our companies in the United States.
Because our major priority has been let's keep costs of products low here in America. That's been the number one priority, and it has worked. Like I said, I mean, it's amazing to me that you can buy a laptop computer for $300.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me that you can have basically a supercomputer in your pocket for less than $100, if not free, depending on
some. It's amazing. It truly is.
That's a fantastic thing. But who's making it all? Who has the jobs? Who's doing everything? Is our job and our job market looking good right now? And can you point to the fact that we've lost these manufacturing jobs as part of the problem?
Yeah, and look, I mean, you make a great deal of sense, and I'm sorry that I have to admit this.
I know, I apologize for you.
But you do make a great deal of sense when you say, look, could we, you know, do we have the ability to manufacture things in America today if we need to? That's something that's been lost in this country, and it's something that we ought to be concerned about.
All right, stand by. We'll have time for one more call in a moment at 6:23.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
I want to tell you about Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate. Call Renter's Warehouse if you're considering renting your home or investment property. And renting your home is a great option right now here in Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. because there's such a high demand for rentals. We've got a very transient region, people coming and going all the time. People necessarily don't want to buy a home right now in this market, especially since our real estate market is so high. When people move here, they're like, well, let's rent for a while. That means you are sitting on a gold mine, my friend, but you got to get somebody like the experts at Renters Warehouse on your side. They exist for one reason, to make renting your home as easy as possible. They'll find the quality tenants you're looking for top dollar. On average, in just 17 days, they'll find you a tenant. Then they're going to handle everything, the paperwork, the rent collection, the 3 a.m. phone calls about a leaky toilet. They're going to handle all of it for a flat fee of just $80 a month. Now, find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis. Call Renters Warehouse. Here's the number, 202-625-4370. That's 202-625-4370. One more time. 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks, a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs, or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer which is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
It is 6:25 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway commuters, I have better news. The crash southbound south of the Beltway has been cleared. So the delay coming off the Beltway quickly like that has eased beyond some of that volume now as you approach and pass 123. For 66, it's been about the stop and go in Manassas, Fair Lakes, and through Falls Church, but nothing reported along the way. Along the way in Dale City, though, we did have a crash, 95 northbound over to the shoulder, so still seeing some of those flashing lights. Baltimore-Washington Parkway coming out of Greenbelt, heavy, the crash inside the Beltway. As you pass 410, looks like that's been moved to the shoulder as well. So quick resolve on a lot of these. On the top side of the Beltway from College Park to Silver Spring, stop and go. Update is brought to you by Here Maps. Now, wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps. It's the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline, turn-by-turn navigation means that you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Couple of good days here coming up as a few clouds greet us this morning as high pressure pushes in. Front goes well east of us now out over the Atlantic. Sun and clouds 85, a northwest breeze this afternoon, mid-60s tonight. Sun and clouds tomorrow, maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon, 86. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 69 degrees. It is 627 on WMAL.
I'm going to tell our NAFTA partners that I intend to immediately renegotiate the terms of that agreement to get a better deal by a lot, not just a little, by a lot.
Donald Trump yesterday in Pennsylvania, he also said for everyone who warns of a trade war, if he does this, he says, we're already in a trade war and we're losing. What do you think? How about Ryan in Adamstown? You're on WMAO.
Good morning, Ryan.
Ryan, do we have you? Well, we only had time for one more call here. Ryan said that he... disagreed with me because he says that there's no way to renegotiate NAFTA without inflation. Well, my response there is it inflation or is it just basic market economics? I mean, just because prices go up, that doesn't mean it's inflation. Prices could go up because, well, the cost of doing things have been underinflated, basically deflated. The actual cost of making a smartphone from Apple is not really the legitimate cost, considering the fact that we're using Chinese labor, which is, you know, completely underpaid. It's this close to being slave labor when you look at the conditions in some of these contract manufacturing firms.
Yeah, well, it's going to be something. I mean, but by the way, there are smarter people out there than me who help me out, help me understand this in a very clear way. That's the wonderful thing about working in this particular market.
I don't know if there's one right or wrong answer. It's just,
I don't
either. It's a debate,
but
it's about where we head as a country. I'll tell you this, it's fascinating to see the Republican nominee calling for, you know, a renegotiation of trade deals, potential threat of tariffs and some protectionism, and the Democrat nominee being, you know, oh, this is going to hurt Wall Street if we do that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, seriously, how times have changed.
Put her in a corner.
It's 6:29.
Are you wondering how to create balance in your portfolio? When thinking about retirement, did you know that multiple streams of income can help you achieve your goals? Learn about the tools and strategies that are available to you each and every Sunday morning at 10 on Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spath. And during the week, log on to our website, testyourinvestment.com. That's testyourinvestment.com. And make sure to join us every Sunday at 10 right here on WMAL.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's Wilson Realty Group.
Coming up in just a moment, we're going to talk to a former member of the Turkish parliament about the terror attacks in Istanbul, tragic events there. Dr. Aykan Itemir will join us in just a moment. Right now, 6:30, time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. American officials are taking a close look at the terror attack last evening at the airport in Istanbul.
U.S. intelligence officials telling CNN that this does bear all the hallmarks either of an ISIS-directed attack or of an ISIS-inspired attack. Now, Turkey is no stranger to terrorism. There have been at least 6 terrorist attacks in Turkey this year alone, the majority of them carried out either by Kurdish separatists known as the PKK or else by ISIS. Now, what is slightly unusual is that when it comes to Turkey, ISIS doesn't traditionally claim responsibility for its attacks.
Correspondent Clarissa Ward. Meanwhile, the Istanbul attack has the attention of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.
The airport attack in Istanbul, leading presidential candidates to once again address terrorism on the campaign trail.
We better get smart and we better get tough, or we're not going to have much of a country left, okay? It's bad.
Hillary Clinton refraining from any mention of the terror attack during a town hall in Los Angeles Tuesday night, instead releasing a statement pledging that the attack in Istanbul only strengthens our resolve to defeat the forces of terrorism and radical jihadism around the world.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly.
There it is. All right.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has signed an executive order directing state agencies to come up with specific ways the state can act to cut carbon emissions. This comes as the governor and the Republican-led General Assembly have clashed over who has the authority to implement the state's portion of President Obama's proposed carbon emission rules. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,410, the Nasdaq at 46.92. Sports, the Nationals pad their NL East lead with another win over the Mets. The Orioles maintain their leadership of the AL East with another win in San Diego. WNBA, a midday contest today at Verizon Center as the Mystics host San Antonio. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs, or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer which is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
If you're even thinking about replacing your home's air conditioner in the next few years, check this out. The Right Now special from Snell Heating and Air gives you a chance to save big, avoid frustration, and beat the rush. Right now really is the best time to call Snell at 703-450-6300. When it gets scorching hot, that's the worst time to do it. But right now you can make a smart decision, and you can save a boatload. Up to $2,475 installed by my stand-up guys. We've been showing folks for years how to battle high energy bills and to protect their family's comfort. So beat the rush right now and book your appointment today.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading around the Beltway to the Wilson Bridge, we'll start just after Route 5, Branch Avenue, for the volume. Now, along the way, as you come up towards St. Barnabas Road, reports of a crash in the backups. 210 northbound. We've been struggling a bit, still dealing with the crash northbound north of Fort Washington Road, but before you get to Oxon Hill Road, watch for police direction. A little bit better, well, much better, actually, on the George Washington Parkway. The crash cleared southbound George Washington Parkway just inside the Beltway, and I'm not seeing any lingering delays, so that's great news. 95, once you get through Aquia, you hit it pretty slow. Dale City to Woodbridge had the crash in Dale City. That was over to the shoulder. Out of Greenbelt, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, we're still hung up. We had the earlier crash near 410. That's been cleared out of the travel lanes as well. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A couple of good days here coming up as a few clouds greet us this morning as high pressure pushes in. Front goes well east of us now out over the Atlantic. Sunny clouds, 85, a northwest breeze this afternoon, mid-60s tonight. Sunny clouds tomorrow, maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon, 86. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Dumfries, 64 in Gaithersburg, 69 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. AM 630.
WMAL. 637 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. You're starting your day the right way with Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. We're covering all the big stories of the day. 705, Dan McHugh of the Montgomery County Young Republicans to talk about a referendum on term limits. Is it time for term limits across the board, though? I mean, yeah, Montgomery County is one thing, but what about your county? We'll talk about it. 735, Katie McFarland, National Security Analyst. Can't wait to hear her take on the latest terror attacks out of Istanbul. 805, David Drucker, Washington Examiner, on Trump's big economic speech and what's next for Hillary Clinton after the Benghazi report. And then at 835, we'll also check in with the former CIA Director, Ambassador James Woolsey, over the growing threat from ISIS. Big morning. Stay with us. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
We heard a blast. There was a big blast, and a few minutes later, another one followed. I mean, we saw a lot of people running around. They were all covered in blood.
You know, there was a lot of, you know, people falling down on the ground, not knowing what's going on.
Just chaotic scenes. It looked like someone had gone around with a bulldozer and just shredded the whole entrance to the terminal.
Those are some of the witnesses who saw the attack there at the Istanbul airport. Joining us on the line right now, Dr. Aykan Erdemir, a former member of the Turkish Parliament and currently a senior fellow at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. Dr. Erdemir, thank you so much for joining us here this morning. It seemed that little time was wasted before the Turkish officials came to the conclusion this attack had all the hallmarks of something from ISIS.
Yes, this is not the first bomb attack in Istanbul targeting iconic tourism centers. There was an earlier bomb attack in the Taksim Square. There was another one in the Sultanahmet Square. both of which are kind of prime tourism sites. And this one seems to have inflicted the highest number of casualties. Right now, there are 41 casualties, of which at least 10 seem to be foreign nationals. This probably will have a major effect on Turkey's anti-terrorism policies from this point on.
Were they looking for something on the horizon? Did they have a sense that something was about to happen? Because, like I say, it took only a matter of seconds for them to put this together.
Every time there's a bomb that goes off in Turkey, there are two likely suspects. It's either the Kurdish insurgents, PKK, or their offshoot, TAK, or ISIS. And again, when the bombs went off in Istanbul Airport, again, the question was, is this PKK or TAK, or is this ISIS? I think there is now conclusive evidence on the Turkish government side to this conclude that this is an ISIS attack. Although we're still not sure how many militants were involved, there are different estimates ranging from 3 to 7, and some argue that a few of the attackers are still on the loose. Some people argue this was a cell connected to Central Asia, to some of the Turkic groups in Central Asia. But for the time being, there are still many unanswered questions.
Dr. Erdemir, on Monday, Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel and Prime Minister Erdogan of Turkey announced that they have renormalized their relationships, the relationships of those two countries and the governments. And then 24 hours later, we have this terrorist attack. Do you think there's a connection to that?
It is possible. ISIS would certainly not be very happy about the Turkish-Israeli rapprochement. We should also keep in mind that it was the second anniversary of the declaration of the caliphate of the Islamic State. Mm. So it could be simply marking that anniversary. Free from these two attacks, we should keep in mind that ISIS has been involved in a number of attacks in Turkey in the run-up to the November elections last year, after the November elections, and then hitting three tourism sites within the year. So Turkey has learned to live with ISIS, I think, but now trying to find kind of more concerted ways of dealing with the problem.
Let me pull in a similar thread then, because when you say Turkey's grown used to terror attacks like this, we keep hearing how secure the airport is. But what is Turkey's policy and law with regard to refugees, with regard to screening people coming into their country, their immigration policies? Because if I remember right, one of the terrorists from the Brussels airport attack was actually deported by Turkey. Turkey kicked him out because he had ties to ISIS, and somehow he ended up in Brussels.
Sure. Turkey has the largest number of Syrian refugees. For the time being, the figure stands around 2.7 million. Mm. But when we take a look at ISIS attacks in Turkey, it's rarely connected to the Syrian refugees. It often happens through people coming in, entering through Turkey's borders. So I think a bigger problem has been that up until 2 years ago, Turkey was, quite tolerant of the jihadist activity in and around its borders for two reasons. On the one hand, Turkey saw jihadist radicals, as a way to do the dirty work and get rid of the Assad regime. And second, Turkey thought the jihadists could also be a good counterbalance against the Kurdish insurgents. Mm-hmm. But now Turkey is beginning to realize that this was a mistaken policy. And experts like me used to warn the Turkish government that involvement with the jihadi forces, turning a blind eye to them, would be a horrible mistake. And now we begin to see the unintended consequences of that policy. We should remember that it was only a few years ago that Turkey's former prime minister used to refer to ISIS militants as angry youth. So he would downplay their radicalism and the threat that they present to Turkey. And now I think the Turkish government is beginning to learn the hard way that one should always be vigilant against terrorism and never turn a blind eye.
Just about a half a minute left, but I'm reading one analysis that says, look, the ISIS is losing ground in Iraq, they're losing ground in Syria, and that they may be looking for a new place to operate. Is there a concern that Turkey will be that place?
Sure. Turkey is a prime target for a couple of reasons. First of all, you can generate a lot of publicity in Turkey. And second, if you go to a recent Pew Research poll, we see that 8% of the Turkish population happens to be sympathetic to ISIS. So Turkey is also a good recruitment area for ISIS. And that's another reason the Turkish government should be very vigilant about it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Aykan İrdemir, former member of the Turkish parliament. We appreciate your analysis here this morning.
Yeah, thank you, doctor. We have more coverage of the terror attacks in Istanbul in 1 hour, 7:35, KT McFarland, national security analyst. And then at 8:35, the former director of the CIA, Ambassador James Woolsey.
It is now 6:44.
In full agreement.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I cannot believe that I'm actually agreeing.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
You should have your carpets professionally cleaned at least once a year to keep them looking brand new and smelling fresh and just, you know, protecting that investment. And boy, is it an investment when you get brand new carpet, right? So protect it just like you would clean your car. Just like you would clean everything else in your house, clean your carpets in a big way professionally at least once a year. And if you've got pets, you should do it twice a year. Now, I just had my carpets cleaned, and the reason I had them clean again, the second time in the last year, is because my kids are over for the summer. And if your kids are like my kids, they are spending half their time on the floor all the time. That's where they're doing their Xbox gaming. That's when they're hanging out, checking out their Snapchat account. That's where they're doing their summer reading and such. They're not on the sofa. They're on the floor. And you don't want your kids rolling around in dirt and mud and yuck, but you also don't want them rolling around in that chemical stuff that gets left behind when the other kind of carpet cleaners come into your house. That's why you got to call Zero Res. They're the best. Not only do they use a patented empowered water system that's free of toxins, so there's nothing nasty on your kid's skin, but it's also fast drying. It only takes a few hours to dry after they do their amazing job, and it's pretty affordable. Listen to this. Zero Res is going to clean your carpets for only $39 a room. That's a huge saving. It's the WMAL special. Minimums apply, but call them now. Drop my name, Larry O'Connor, and you'll get a deal. Zero Res, 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at zeroresdcmetro.com.
It is 6:45 now. WMAO traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
210 commuters. We've been struggling for the past hour with this crash and still the activity. Northbound 210, north of Fort Washington Road, but before you get to Oxon Hill Road, police still there trying to direct you around the scene of the crash. To the Wilson Bridge we go. Delays were back at Route 5 Branch Avenue, but along the way, the crash before you get to St. Barnabas Road in the backups. For 66 eastbound, it's about the delays as you push through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks toward the Vienna Metro. No problems to report right now on Route 7, making our travels in Seattle-Leesburg. Still looking at a really good pace. George Washington Parkway inside the Beltway. Crash gone, as are the delays. Now, just north of 50, Fairfax Boulevard, we have signal problems on Blake Lane at 29 Lee Highway. They were malfunctioning. Not sure if police are there to direct yet, but do be alert. On the top side of the Maryland Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring, stop and go. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good look and feel now to the air mass. Dry weather settling in after the rain and thunder yesterday evening. Sunshine mixing with clouds today up near a pleasant 85 with a northwest breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 70 degrees. It is 6:47 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Who doesn't like cereal?
I love cereal.
Everybody loves cereal.
Yeah, a big bowl of cereal and some cold, crisp milk. Oh, that's awesome.
Here's how I know that everybody loves cereal.
Yeah.
You ever go to the supermarket recently and go to the cereal aisle?
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed what's going on here in the cereal aisle?
What have you noticed that I haven't seen?
I think it's the only food that actually covers the shelves of one entire aisle from beginning to end all the way down on one side.
No, there's 'cause the pet aisle.
No, not the whole thing.
In my grocery store, it's a whole aisle.
Oh, now where I go, the pets are like a half of the aisle, and then the other half is babies. Make of that what you will.
Yeah.
But cereal is a big deal. And it's top to bottom, too. It's all cereal all the time. It's all the same kind of...
Because it takes up space.
I'm sorry, the pet aisle is not a good analogy either, because in the pet aisle, you can get your food, yes, but you also get your toys, and you get your collars.
You're
and
talking
you get
about just one, one kind of
thing,
product, now.
One thing, box cereal.
Larry, you might be right.
I appreciate that. Why am I talking about this?
I don't know.
Oh, I did see why. Oh, yeah. Times Square in New York City, the crossroads of the world, the biggest, baddest city in the universe, New York City, Times Square, is about to open. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
The Kellogg's Cafe.
Oh, yeah. Now, there you go.
You can get cereal all day long.
O-double-G.
It's open on 4th of July. Broadway at 49th Street. And it's not just, you know, it's not like you're just going in and getting Frosted Flakes here. We're talking about $7.50 cereal bowls here. For $7.50, you can swing in there.
$7.50? You can buy 2 boxes of cereal for that.
Well, no, but you're going to get, they're going to jazz up your cereal. They're going to give you fresh strawberries. They're going to give you green tea powder, pistachio, and lemon mingles. They're going to give you lemon zest and thyme on your Frosted Flakes. Try that. This is high-end gourmet cereal, and it's available all day long in Times Square when you've got a mean hankering for Cheerios. Oh, that's not Kellogg's, but you know what I'm saying. It's $6.49.
Let's face it. You don't drive that beige minivan to turn heads. So it's embarrassing when your brake pads start screeching like a wounded eagle at every stop sign you come to. Right now, you can silence a squeal with a great deal on CarQuest Gold Brake Pads, courtesy of your neighborhood Advance Auto Parts. And when you purchase a set of pads along with 2 rotors, you can get $15 back by mail. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Also available at participating CarQuest Auto Parts. Mail-in rebate. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity, bad credit, or no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors. AmeriFactors will give you cash right now for your invoices, and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your accounts receivable, and if those clients don't pay on those invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your accounts receivable, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. Get new equipment, hire new employees, or go after new business. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front. Then, we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today with AmeriFactors by calling 800-737-6195 or go to AmeriFactors.com/radio. That's 800-737-6195, 800-737-6195.
Whether it's you or a loved one, struggling with depression can be debilitating. At TMS Neurohealth Centers, we understand, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. With TMS, an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. Now accepting most insurance. Treat your depression now. Contact us for your free consultation at hopetms.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauvé, a psychiatrist with TMS Neurohealth Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week 4, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit hopetms.com.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying, learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Danny Espinosa.
The DC Power Company does it again.
June is heating up, so is Danny.
Unbelievable!
Catch everything. Nationals, Mets. The series concludes tonight at 6:30 on Masson 2. Daniel Murphy.
Murphy, a base hit to right.
His bat sparked a comeback in Cincy.
Launches one.
Connect. Nationals, Reds. The series starts tomorrow night at 6:30 on Masson.
It is time to check, see how your money's doing from the news desk at CNBC. By the way, the CNBC Business Report brought to you by Audience Partners. Here's Chuck Kamblick.
And I have no partner. I'm alone. But I love my life. Wall Street tries for two winning days in a row thanks to yesterday's rally. Stocks got back about a third of their losses from Monday and Friday. Reports due today could show Americans made and spent more money in May, while pending home sales, those are deals not yet closed, could fall. Toyota recalling nearly 3.5 million cars worldwide, some to fix airbag connection problems, the others for an emission control issue. Shares of Nike are going to head lower today. Sales and profits rose, but basketball shoe sales are being hurt by competition from Under Armour and those Steph Curry shoes. A South Korean food and entertainment company is offering to buy McDonald's business in that country for about $250 million. And if people will buy McMuffins all day, why not cereal? Kellogg's opening a cereal cafe in New York's Times Square this Friday, where it will sell bowls of cereal, Rice Krispies, Fruit Loops for between $7 and $10. Snap, crackle, and ouch. I'm Chuck Kamblick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks, a child in the US dies when furniture, TVs, or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 95 through Stafford and LaQuaia, slowing Dale City to Woodbridge. We had a crash there, was on the shoulder. Also, Route 1, I'm seeing that volume through Woodbridge, but keep alert northbound Route 1. If you're heading up toward Fort Belvoir, have the crash right near Pohick Road. Wilson Bridge backups near Route 5. On Route 5, leaving Clinton into Camp Springs, slow, getting you past Kirby Road. Nothing reported along the way, but getting unusually heavy. On 210, northbound, north of Fort Washington Road before you get to Oxon Hill Road for the accident cleanup. And for the Beltway, just seeing the volume each direction, heading through Landover, topside through College Park, Silver Spring, and now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Okie dokie. We got sunshine and a few clouds this afternoon, but a high of 85. Tonight, clear skies and 65. Tomorrow, sunny along with a few afternoon clouds, and a thunderstorm is possible and a temperature of 86. Now, let's head into that weekend, big holiday weekend. You ready?
Yes.
Friday, partly cloudy. Highs in the low 90s.
Nice.
Saturday in the upper 80s.
Nice.
Sunday in the mid 80s.
Nice.
And then looking at the 4th of July, it will be in the low 80s with a slight chance of showers.
Not nice.
That's not horrible, though. It looks pretty good. Currently in the nation's capital, 69 degrees.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Northern Virginia Community College knows you're busy, so they offer convenient locations and flexible schedules, including online options, to make it easy to fit college into your active life. With an associate degree from Nova, you could earn $500,000 more than with just a high school diploma. Plus, Nova's guaranteed admission agreements help you transfer seamlessly for your bachelor's degree. Nova's next session begins August 22nd. Get started today by visiting nvcc.edu.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Another day, another serious terrorist attack.
this time in an airport in Istanbul. This is not the first attack in Istanbul of late. There are Kurdish militant groups, ISIS, and Al-Qaeda groups in nearby Syria. Turkey has been pushing back on the flood of refugees entering its country, mainly because EU nation states have been nearly overrun with the numbers of refugees entering Europe through Turkey. So a deal was cut to slow down and even return large numbers attempting to go anywhere in Europe. With all the turmoil in nearby Syria and Iraq, with all the political issues in countries like Germany and the UK, you'd think the US would be able to tackle the heart of the problem, the most significant human displacement since World War II. ISIS has been terrorizing, torturing, raping, and murdering its way across Iraq and Syria. President Obama just wants the next president to deal with. The attack in Florida was blamed on guns. What are you going to do this time? Mr. President, you're running out of excuses. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
My name is Roosevelt. I always thought that cigarette smoking just messed up your lungs. I never thought that at only 45 would give me a heart attack. And I never thought that it would change my life forever. My tip is, do your heart a favor and quit now.
Heart attack risk drops as soon as you quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Coming up on WMAL.
Is it time for term limits? I mean, across the board. People in Montgomery County are putting it on the ballot, and they want a referendum on it. What do you think?
Also, we'll talk to national security analyst KT McFarland. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL, 7 o'clock. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, W.